It's Monday, July 1st, and you're listening to the Geek of Geek News Central, the longest continuous running tech podcast. This is show number 871, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Our July GoDaddy special, new customers get 32% off your very first order at GoDaddy.com. Promo code GO32OFF1. Or get a .com for $2.49. We've also got the opportunity to get a private registration. We're going to talk about that here in a few minutes. Everybody, got a great show lined up for you. It's going to be, I tell you, lots to catch up on. Back here in the studio in Honolulu, you know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. I'm back here in the studio. And for a very short turnaround, we'll talk about that here in just a second. But boy, welcome. Welcome to everyone that's new. If you're a longtime listener, viewer, you are part of the Ohana here. Ohana in Hawaiian means family. So welcome to the Ohana. And of course, to each and every one of you that's brand new to the show, thanks for checking us out. And we definitely want you to stick around and check out all the great content that we have for you. Of course, our writers at Geek News Central have been doing a fabulous job here over the last couple of weeks, putting up lots of great articles. And of course, you can find all that content over at geeknewscentral.com. Get over there. Hey, at the same time, you're checking out all the great content. You can get subscribed to our shows, whether it be my show here, Geek News Central, the new media show, The Gadget Professor, Robot Underpants. Hey, feel free to get subscribed to all those shows. That way, you'll never miss a single episode of any of the content that we have going on here at Geek News Central. Hey, for all of you that are been with us for a long time, thanks. You know, here we are, July, and we're at show 871, 29 shows away from 900. So we're well on our way to reaching 900 here in just a few short months. So it's pretty exciting time to be a listener here of the show. And, you know, just to think that we've been at this, really, we're approaching 9 years that you guys have been tuned in and listening to the show. Many of you have been with us since show episode number one. So pretty incredible. So all of you that are here that's been part of the family for this long, thank you. Thank you so very much for sticking with the show. And thank you for sharing the show with your friends, family members, and people that you know. Hey, of course, you can always, if those of you that want to watch, you can watch the show right at the website. Now, those of you that I got a couple emails saying, "Hey, Todd, the episode when you were at your mom's house was not online yet. We just uploaded it. So the video version of the last show, which I did on the beautiful patio, really outdoors, which was kind of a cool new thing to do, will be popping up. You know, basically about the same time this show goes live. So definitely check that out. If nothing else, just for the ambiance of having it done outside. But you can watch the show on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, really, of course, your Apple TV as well. You can subscribe to the show. And don't forget, you can reach out to me anytime. It's real easy by on Twitter via @GeekNews. And email address is geeknews@gmail.com. Voicemail hotline is always open at 619-342-7365. So feel free to call. And leave a comment, and we'd love to hear from you as well. But lots to go over tonight. I tell you, I got home pretty, well, late yesterday. I was supposed to be in by about 1 o'clock, but I flew out of Detroit, left my mom's house at 3 o'clock in the morning, got into Detroit at 5, Dropped off the rental car, got on the shuttle bus, got over to Detroit Metro, took off a little bit before 7 a.m., got into Houston on time. Everything's good to go. Board at Houston, and there we sat for about 2 hours, and the airplane had issues, obviously. So they unboarded us. grabbed our stuff, off we went, and they basically said, okay, check back at noon. Well, check back at noon, nothing. Check back at 1 o'clock, nothing. About 1:30, finally, they said, okay, we're ready to board. Reboarded, and we probably sat there another hour, got pushed away from the gate finally, and started to head for home. Now we're, I think, like 4 hours late, and I have flown, you guys know I fly all the, you know, I flew 160 some thousand miles last year. I'm already up to 65,000 miles this year. So I've flown a great deal. And I have sat beside a variety of different people. I've had children sitting beside me, children in front, babies behind. And, you know, I have sympathy for all parents traveling with children. But there was this group. For a weird kind of an interesting group. There was five children, all girls, one woman, two men, and they were all in the business class section right next to me. And I swear that two of the youngest kids, a year and a half, maybe two and a half, maybe three, literally screamed. I mean, screamed the entire way from Houston to Honolulu. I'm cool with kids. I have kids. I've traveled with kids, but I wanted to throttle these parents. It was out of control. It was unbelievable. And running up and down the aisles, and the flight attendants didn't do anything. None of us slept in business. None. It was impossible. It wasn't crying. It was screaming. And they just thought this was a big romper room place to play. And one of the girls that was older sitting right next to me, and I said to her, and she was kind of wanted it, you know, she's, oh, what are you doing? Da, 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 da. And I, you know, I was like, how often do you guys travel? She goes, oh, we travel all the time. And I'm like, if I'd had some Velcro, you know, it was, it was bad. And when I got off the airplane in Honolulu, my brain was literally exploding. So yes, I had a great trip back. And my wife had no sympathy for me, but had a great time in Michigan, great time hanging out with the family. It was fantastic. It was nice. It really, really was. Weather was beautiful, and really, we just kind of caught up, and it was just took it easy. It was fantastic. But anyway, getting on here, let's take care of just a little business here, and then we'll get into, you know, kind of my other topics of the day, and then we'll move on. I've got a new special for you. This is going to apply to all of you that are going to be purchasing something new this month at GoDaddy. I've got a 32% off your total order, a code that we're bringing back, go 32 off one, get you 32% off a new order at GoDaddy.com. So this is a great savings. Now, remarkably, I didn't think they were going to do it, but they extended the $2.49.com again. So Geek249 is good to go. It's rocking and it's fine. But they're also introducing a new offer that's something we've never done before. So you get onenew.com with a free year private registration. This is a $4 value. So this is pretty cool. So this doesn't count on transfers or renewals, but on a new domain with a free, you get a is basically $4. You get a $4.com with a free private registration. So this is kind of cool. So $2.99 just to get a .com, but $4 to get a .com with free private registration. Follow that. So really, you're only paying a dollar and a penny more to get the free private registration. So that code is going to be free too. And then, of course, we've got the 32% offer we already talked about. Go 3-2 off one. And we've got the .coms at $2.49 by using the code GEEK249. So we want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. And don't forget to get over to GoDaddy to check out all their different products and services. They really have done a great job in bringing specials to us. I've been told by my rep over there that they have double-checked and triple-verified that all of the codes at Geek News Central, and let me actually show you how to get there when you're on the website. When you come over to the website and you click on the GoDaddy promo code link in the second column of the website, it takes you to my page that has all of the codes. This month's specials plus all my other my codes that are available. Now, all of these are working. All of them will save you a lot of money. And here's what I want you to be aware of, though. What we're hearing is that a lot of you that have products and services with GoDaddy are getting called by a rep to basically offer you a special pricing. And many times it's beating the codes that I am offering up here on my website. So really, you could be offered a bigger percentage savings than what I've been. So when that happens, will you email me? And if you remember the name of the rep, tell me the rep's name and even what code that they're going to use. I'm not going to begrudge you to use a code that they give you that saves you more money. But what I really would like to be able to do is be able to go back to GoDaddy and say, hey, you know, your salespeople are cutting into basically all of you that are supporting this show. When you tell the media buyer, tell the person that's calling you, the salesperson, tell him, hey, I support Todd over at Geek News Central. He's got a lot of great codes. You know, I want to use one of his. And they're going to upsell you to basically use one of their better codes. But, you know, I want you to tell them that. And, you know, the guy that I called me, he called me on two of my server accounts, and he offered me an incredible savings, a few percentage points more than I could get off my own codes. And it was really tempting. But I said, listen, I got to use one of my own codes because it gives me credit, longevity credit. And I've gotten a number of emails from those of you that have gotten calls like that from GoDaddy. And really pay attention to the offer that they're giving you. Go look on the website before you make that commitment. Definitely plug in a couple of my codes and see if it saves you more money. But we hope that all of you will continue to support us and support me and helping me keep the lights on by taking care of buying products over at GoDaddy.com. So anyway, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here and being with the show. It is greatly appreciated. And they literally are the ones that are keeping their lights on. Looks like right now we're with the sole sponsor for starting off here in July. We have not heard from our, we don't know what's going on with Citrix. So I think they're basically off for a little while, which happens from time to time. So we definitely want to encourage all of you, and this is going to be important for this month, to come in with being an insider and helping support the show. And it's really easy to do that. Now, if there's any month that you're going to be able to get a test and seeing what it's like to have just one sponsor in the show, this is probably going to be that month. So we really would appreciate all of you to come in and become an insider. And really, for $2 a month, it's nothing. It costs you nothing in the scheme of things to support the show. We definitely appreciate you, those of you that come in at $2, $5, $10, $12, $50, $15, $20, $25, or even $50 monthly. We don't have anybody I think that I know of that's an actual $50 a month contributor, but we do have several that are at the $25. We have some at $20. But, you know, this is, we hope value for value. I hope that I bring a lot of value and a lot of great content to you. And if you do that, if you can come in at that insider amount, you know, that $5 amount, really, it doesn't take too long. It doesn't take too long at all before we have enough basically base of contributors to this show that allows me to basically not have to bring back a second sponsor. And so I'm hoping that many of you will come in and support the show. I've been here for you a fast approaching 9 years, 871 episodes, pouring my heart out and sharing with you things that I see in the news and information and technology. And I hope that you appreciate that and can come in with a monthly subscription of just a couple bucks a month. And as I said before, it was like 6.7 cents a day or something like that. I hope I'm worth more than 6.7 cents a day. But we know you have lots of options out there when it comes to tech shows, but this is the longest continuous running tech podcast that's been basically on the air, giving you two shows a week since October of 2004. So I thank all of you that are insiders already. And for those of you that are, we're going to have a special insider show when I pick up Glass, which I'm scheduled to do. I'm scheduled to fly out tomorrow night, get into LA very early Wednesday morning, pick up a rental car, drive over to Google, pick up Glass at about 11 o'clock, check into my hotel, and then very early on the 4th, fly back to Honolulu. So what I'm going to be, if everything works out right, and if these things are charged and everything else that goes on, we'll be having a video that's going to be private for the first at least 3, 4, 5 days that will be my first reaction to Glass, and I'll have some insights. And I might wait a couple hours after I use them and got associated and into a location where it's a little bit quiet, maybe in the hotel room, where I can share my thoughts and everything that I'm seeing and feeling. And I think it's going to be exciting. I'm really jazzed to be able to bring to you really my insights to Glass in the way that I do. And I want you guys to feel like you're right there with me. I want you to know, and I want you to feel exactly, I want you to be able to understand the experience so that you can make a decision down the road whether or not you're going to be a Glass user. And this is going to be exclusive initially for those of you that are insiders. I think those of you that are regular listeners of the show, I don't want you to miss out, but I have to, from time to time, give an extra value to those that are supporting the show financially and give them a little inside information. And this is what I will be doing with Google Glass. Now, just for a heads up, I have a possible trip to Seattle that may be popping here at the end of the week. May end up flying out, I think, Sunday the 7th, with potentially returning either on Thursday the 11th or coming back on Saturday the 13th. Haven't really got that locked down yet. So still, it's kind of up in the air. I will let you guys know one way or the other here in just a few days. But irregardless, the show will go on. I have shows from Seattle for you. No problem. Okay, what else have I got? I guess that's it. And in regular just chit-chat stuff here, we've kind of been missing out on doing the grab bag prize giveaways. So we'll get that started up on the next show, and then we'll continue that rock and roll. And of course, being it's the 4th of July, of course, those of you that are outside the United States, the 4th of July here is a obviously our Independence Day, a very big holiday here in the United States. So there likely will be no show on Thursday the 4th. May do some sort of a show on Friday the 5th. I'll let you guys know. But with the long weekend, everyone's going to be having a great time anyway. And I'm sure many of you have taken Friday off to enjoy a 4-day weekend. But we'll let you know. And irregardless, the show will be back with you next week on the 8th, no matter where I'm at. All right, so let me go ahead here and, took a long time on that. Let's get into the content because I've got a stack of stuff to go through. I thought about using Uber in Los Angeles while I was there because I really don't have too far to go. But as the as this trip has developed, I'm going to make a couple of extra stops. I've got a couple of media buyer meetings as well on the 3rd. Going to be popping in, doing a quick meeting in the morning and then another one in the afternoon after Glass. So, but I thought about using UberX. Now, UberX in LA is illegal, But there's a great discussion about this on paleoffuture.gizmodo.com talking about UberX. And basically what UberX is you're getting picked up by, you know, an average Joe, a non-licensed, really, taxi driver. And they pay pull up on any, you know, pull up in any type of vehicle known to man. And there's a great review here about this. And, you know, for someone that's just coming into town for a short period, this UberX to me is really, really exciting. If you don't mind, you know, hitching a ride with a stranger, and you know, if it's in an hour of the day that this probably has some safety, you know, it could be cool. But it appears that through this interview that the folks at paleoffuture.gizmodo.com did, was that they asked how many drivers applied to drive in LA since you started the city and how many have been rejected. Uber says thousands applied, but we don't release specific numbers. We're committed to providing the safest, most reliable service possible, and our rejection process reflects that. Giz says, my driver yesterday said that his background check and training occurred in an office in Santa Monica. They say, is that the only such location in Southern California? Is that conducted by in-house Uber staff? Or do you bring in an outside firm to conduct the training? How long are these training sessions, and could you explain what's involved? Uber says, we have several offices in Southern California. Training is carried out by Uber staff. The interview and training process are intense and rigorous, but we don't share the exact recipe for the secret Uber sauce. So Uber is not allowed to run in LA. It's because it's basically an illegal taxi service. Now, it's an interesting, because some people get an actual town car that's licensed, and some people get someone that rolls up in their Toyota Corolla. So I think that would be an interesting thing to do if you have, you know, some time to make some free money. But Uber takes a 20% cut of every ride. And the guy that picked up this person from Giz says he drives 10 to 15 people per day. So if you think about that, so if the average, let's say it's, you know, $15 is the average fare, $150, maybe $225 a day, minus, so that's $160 for driving people around. I guess you'd have to figure out how the gas on that would work. But if it's short hops, you know, you have, you know, 4 or 5 blocks or you know, partway across town or something, it's hard to say how this pays off. But UberX is definitely is at a lower price, for sure, with the mid-range cars and right. Basically, you pick the style of vehicle and what level. But you know, kind of an interesting business. And I literally wasn't familiar with UberX, especially in LA. I kind of thought it was linked to town cars and stuff like that that were already licensed. But these are not at all licensed vehicles. So the more I thought about that, it's like, wow, they were really smart on this. But I'm sure many people would feel kind of weird getting, of course, I've been in some taxi cabs that, man, I'd be honest with you, I didn't understand the driver. The driver didn't know where he was going. So anyway, an interesting dilemma. Okay. Glass is been updated. You can finally browse the web from Google Glass. Basically, the logistics of navigating a website through Google Glass would be a little weird. But you've got to move your head around and center them on screen while tapping the side of glass to do a click. And so they've also introduced a whole bunch of new voice controls like reply or read aloud for text, as well as answer call or share with friend. All the new functionality will automatically rolling out to a glass over the next few days. So very, very cool. But if you see, you know, some guy like me that's moving his head back and forth and up and down with glass, you'll know what the future of web browsing would look like. I still think I'd probably rather look on my cell phone. At the same time, Google has told the Congress that they're not changing their privacy policy for Google Glass. And basically say it has no plans. And that was one of the discoveries in a 4-page letter dated June 7th that Google sent to Congressman Joe Barton, co-chair of the Bipartisan Privacy Caucus. The fifth of 8 questions that Caucus presented to Google mentioned sensory and processing capabilities that Glass has and asked if Google is considering making any additions or refinements to its privacy policy. So there, I guess there was a series of questions. Google is working on a lock function for the Glass and also a reset button, but the Texas representative wasn't impressed with Google's answers. He says, I'm disappointed in the response we received from Google. There were questions that were not adequately answered and some not answered at all. Google Glass has the potential to change the way people communicate and interact. When new technology like this is introduced, it could change social norms. I believe it's important that people's rights be protected and vital that privacy is built into the device. I look forward to continue working relationship with Google as Google Glass develops. And, but, you know, people are asking, other people are asking about the device too, including Canada and itself. But, you know, there's a lot of write-up on this today. And a lot of people are asking some, you know, some questions here. But we know that Google's trying to find their way with this. But anyway, I'd like to see the full response. And they didn't link to it. So I'll keep you advised. If I find the full link, I will. Did they provide it? Let me look here. Oh, he put it up. He may. No, no, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a PDF here that's available for you to look at from marketingland.com. So I'll have the original article up in the show notes, and you can go to that and you actually link to it and see Google's full response. Okay. That kind of, you know, we're going to be talking about Glass more now as I'm going to be basically wearing Glass starting a couple of days from now and be able to give you guys more insight on what's going on. All right. A Firefox tablet is coming. That's kind of cool, says Mozilla CTO. But basically, Mozilla says a tablet PC based on its Firefox operating system is coming soon. The first smartphone based on Firefox OS began hitting store shelves in Spain this week. And that launch, and with that launch, some attention at Mozilla is now turning to a tablet. So we'll see where this goes with this Firefox OS. But Mozilla said that their initial interest was on smartphones and not on tablets. But that's shifting. So we'll see where this is going. But Foxconn is basically hiring 2,000 to 3,000 engineers to support development HTML5 and cloud software for products based on Firefox OS, which is big. If you think about that total number. So we'll see where this leads. But we'll have Android, all these other, you know, basically more choices in the marketplace. Now, if you're an old Nextel network fan, Sprint has finally put the axe in it. Sprint has finally shut down the Nextel network with the death blow coming in the form of a software code during the wee hours of this past Sunday. We know that Sprint bought Nextel for $35 billion in 2005 in a deal that was widely viewed as disastrous. But basically, they've shuttered the Nextel, so anyway, that interesting move here. At the end of March, Sprint had 1.3 million customers remaining on the Nextel network. So we will see where this leads, and most of the customers have been already migrated. But now that the network is dark, the next step of physically cutting power and removing equipment starts today. So those airwaves will be repurposed for high-speed LTE over the next 18 months. So big change here. Hey, I'm feeling kind of stupid because when I was out at Ford, you know, I had the opportunity to get Waz's autograph. And I'm not a big autograph collector, never have been. But Kim Kardashian... Yes, I can't believe her name is gracing this show. Wipe the taste out of my mouth here. Kim Kardashian, a good friend of Steve Wozniak, has gave her lovely bow, 2 Apple Pro mice signed by Jobs and Woz as a Father's Day gift. So Kanye West was able to get a Woz signed mouse and one that was signed in the past by Steve Jobs. So, wow. How did, I guess money will get you just about anything, right? So, anyway, but, I guess, Woz helped took her up. So, that was very cool. And, but Woz was hanging out the hospital with them, I guess, as she gave birth or something. Chatting with him for an hour or two right in the hospital where Kim had given, I guess this was post. And, but anyway, interesting. So Woz is hanging out with the stars. Of course, Woz is a star himself. All right, there's a thorium nuclear reactor trial that has begun. And this could provide cleaner, safer, almost waste-free energy. A test site in Norway, Thor Energy, has successfully created a thorium nuclear reactor, but not in the sense that most people think when they hear the word thorium. The Norwegians have not solved the energy crisis and global warming in one fell swoop, but they are doing a five-year test. And what's kind of cool about thorium, and thorium is not on its own be able to be used in a basically in a reactor, but they were actually to take recycled plutonium and basically combine it with thorium, which ultimately doesn't create any additional waste, and be able to get basically the energy needed to have enough fissile material to sustain a nuclear chain reaction. So, but they basically, they mixed thorium oxide with 10% plutonium oxide to achieve that criticality that they needed for a reactor. So a kind of a cool process that they've got going there. And they're basically going to test this for 5 years. And they want to look at the spent rod, spent basically the cubes or the pellets that are made. And see what happens after 5 years and determine if there's, you know, what the side effects are and so forth and what they're going to have to do with those. So kind of cool. And it might be a way to, you know, basically take some of the stuff that we've been putting in storage tanks as waste and recycle it into a new energy source. Well, there's talk, big talk all over the place about cable television mergers. And Cablevision is might be the target of a pending media merger. Now, there's a lot of buzz out there, but there's a basically a cowboy was one of John Malone, the original cable cowboy, is back. And for those that don't know Malone, he took a hodgepodge of cable companies, rolled them up into TCI, and flipped that to AT&T. Later, Comcast bought that business and became a national player. Malone laughed all the way to the bank. Later, he started building a cable business in Europe called Liberty Gold and has done well with his European diversification. So John Malone is thinking about buying Time Warner via Charter Communications. Charter is the fourth largest cable player in the U.S., and Malone already owns 27% of Charter. Liberty Media CEO Greg Maffei recently met with Time Warner CEO Glenn Britt. The talks aren't going anywhere, but this is an interesting move because Time Warner on its own has talked to Cablevision and Cox Cable about merging with those entities. So, boy, oh boy, whoever owns, anyone that buys Time Warner should be able to do better than Time Warner on their own, I would think, wouldn't you? I'm not, of course, I'm stuck with Time Warner here. I'm not impressed at all with their process. Okay, CERN is testing cloud for crunching the universe secrets. The European Organization for Nuclear Research, known as CERN, has basically has licensed some cloud computing, and they partnered with Rackspace and a hybrid cloud built atop OpenStack, an open source infrastructure as a service platform, religiously developed by Rackspace as part of a joint effort with NASA. So they're using a private cloud with 15,000 hypervisor and 150,000 virtual machines by 2015. to do a lot of their processing and data crunching that they need on their science stuff. So that's kind of cool. And in conjunction with Rackspace, a nice score for the folks at Rackspace. Hey, Kenny. Yes, it is live. All right, there's an article over in Tech Dirt, switching gears here completely. Little bit of a analysis being done on Snowden, the guy that's hanging out supposedly in the Russian travel area of the airport. Basically, Snowden has spoke out, releasing a statement from Moscow, and basically attacking the president on a myriad of levels. But people looking at the write-up there says that there's a lot of language in that write-up that's more European than American, and they don't feel that an American would write certain sentences a certain way. So a lot of people are questioning that. So anyway, they're apparently, according to TechDirt, the article is updated to look more American-like here, and not just in the very last couple of hours. So, So it's an interesting move by them to change the language a little bit. Maybe they didn't someone that was maybe writing for him didn't get the translation correct or something. So we'll see. All right, hey, over on Computer World, they're reporting that game over for Mark Pincus as Zynga CEO. Basically, they brought in the Xbox chief. So this is interesting. Microsoft Xbox business Don Matrick is taking over as CEO of Zynga. Pincus will stay on as Zynga's chairman and chief product officer, as he said in a letter to employees posted on the web. But basically, Don Matrick, who was the president of Microsoft's interactive entertainment business, starts at Zynga next week. Microsoft did confirm Matrick's departure, but did not name a replacement. The manager who reported to Matrick will now report directly to Steve Ballmer. So a big change at Xbox. That's a big move by this guy. And, you know, Xbox is... Money for Microsoft. So I'm sure this guy gave up a huge salary. Hey, Skype has overhauled Android app. They've hit 100 million installs. So Skype today celebrated 100 million Android app applications installs with the launch of a revamped app for Google Mobile S. With Android 4.0, Skype wanted an app that makes your interactions easier and puts conversation first, the company said in a blog post. So they made it faster, and they put a little video out on it as well. So I'll have the link up that in the show notes for you. So Skype continues to move forward. We use Skype a lot here, of course, with the new media show on the Ohanasaurus back there as well. Remember those twins, the Winklevoss twins that basically sued Mark Zuckerberg for stealing the idea of Facebook? Well, the Winkle reminds me of Twinkle. The Winklevoss twins have launched the Winklevoss Bitcoin Trust. When I see these two guys, it's just like, don't they remind you of like Ivy League putts? You know, I see these guys as, okay, if you're an Ivy League guy or gal, I apologize, okay? But these two guys look truly, you know, they got that just, I went to Harvard. So, you know, it just kind of cracks me up. Anyway, but they have invested heavily in the Bitcoin space. And basically, they made an announcement to the SEC. They're trying to basically legalize and basically get into regulatory compliance with the SEC when it comes to Bitcoin transactions. Now, they've invested a lot in Bitcoins. They own about 1% of the total Bitcoins minted to date. And they did a seed funding round that raised $1.5 million in May for BitLandstand, a New York startup that makes it easier to buy and sell Bitcoins. But they're basically trying to figure out this business of theirs is going to allow investors to buy basically shares of Bitcoins in a basically trackable market. So I don't fully understand the complete, someone that's in the investment space would be able to weigh in on this. And I know that we have a couple of listeners that are, have actually done traded stocks in their lifetime. If you guys are listening, why don't you read this article and provide me some feedback here on what they've done with this. But anyway, they're trying to bridge the gap. So it appears they're trying to make Bitcoin appear and be more favorable to investors in the space. So it's kind of an interesting move by them. Now they got to make their mark somewhere. They definitely have some cash from the settlement that they had with Mark Zuckerberg. All right, the Federal Trade Commission said today has won a $7.5 million civil penalty, the largest ever against Mortgage Investor Corporation, one of the nation's biggest refinancers of veterans' home loans, for allegedly violating do not call amounts. I get every day. You guys know I when I bought my house, I used my VA certificate. I get every day, I'm not kidding, in the mail, at least one refinance offer from some company saying, hey, we can offer you a better interest rate. And it's usually higher than what I currently have. But basically, this company called consumers on the FTC's National Do Not Call Registry and failed to remove consumers from its company call list upon demand and misstated the terms of available loan products during telemarketing calls. So $7.5 million civil penalty. And it's nice to see the FTC go after someone that's violating the Do Not Call list. You know, when I was growing up, my grandfather had a cash crop farm. And I talked about that on the show quite a bit here in the past. And that land today is in a family trust. But as a kid, in the spring, and my grandfather was not, basically, they do a lot of chisel plowing now and no-till farming. But he was old school, and he basically went out there with a tractor, and he plowed the soil over. And any of you have seen a plow, you know what happens. It turns the dirt over. And for many, many years, I basically had to walk the fields and basically one person driving a tractor, another person loading rock. It's amazing. You walk over a field year after year and you pick off ton after ton of rock. And every year that those rocks still seem to come to the surface. I don't know how it is that it's just like, soil grow rock. And that's not, you know, it's kind of weird to say it like that, but it's true. You know, year after year, I would be amazed and be like, we'd clear the complete field of rocks, anything really any bigger about the size of a grapefruit. And the next year, there would just be thousands of more rock to pick up. It drove me incredibly crazy as a teenager because nothing was worse than having to go pick rock off field. Well, we did for years and years and years. And if you ever need rock and you're in southern Michigan, I know where there are piles. Piles and piles of rocks. But some farmers in Minnesota have discovered a rare meteorite in a cornfield. And they were smart enough to notice that this thing was a little bit different. And I got to thinking to myself, when I was a kid, we just piled the rocks in the bed of, they had a little loader thing on the back of a tractor. And I wonder if I ever picked up any meteorites and threw in the back and just didn't know it. But this particular meteorite that they found was 16 by 12 inches, not very big in a rock size, and about 2 inches thick and weighing 33 pounds. So it was incredibly heavy for this size and about three times more than a regular earth rock that size. So they basically had to really find him a lifetime here. But if you are ever required to go pick rock in a field, keep your eye out for a meteorite. You could end up really having a very profitable day. All right, NASA has launched a new website look. The online portal All Things NASA has a new look as of today with a light and color palette and new navigation tools. Among other changes, NASA has added a new window on the top right to highlight live events and upcoming news. So a big change here to the NASA.gov website. Go over and definitely check it out. As well, the Orion spacecraft is picking up the pace of assembly here. And they're looking like to have just about a year from now, September 2014, NASA will launch the first Orion on its first test flight, unpiloted mission dubbed EFT-TAC-1. So that's kind of cool. We're getting close to a test flight, and we'll see how this baby does. All right, so we're all very fascinated with pictures from space. You just you cannot be fascinated by this, some of the things that telescopes see and some of our satellites that are out there. But it's been 9 years to the day since Cassini first entered the orbit around Saturn. And ever since, it's been sending back a really steady stream of incredible images from the ring planet and abridging the 900 million mile distance with countless wonders and groundbreaking discoveries. There's a filmmaker named by the name of Stefan Van Vooren, and his current project is In Saturn's Rings. And he's going to be making a film that he spent the last several years compiling hundreds of thousands of images acquired by Cassini, as well as other exploration spacecraft, into a single high-def feature film, one that will allow viewers to experience the beauty and grandeur of and reality of the solar system like never before. In Saturn's Rings is slated for release in IMAX theaters, planetariums, and museums in spring of 2014. There was a teaser video released today. Pretty incredible. It's on YouTube in 4K. So if you want to watch it in 4K, you can if you've got a 4K TV. So very, very cool. This is going to be exciting. Definitely will put that on my list of things to see. Over on Uber Gizmo, Google is reportedly being criticized by smart TV manufacturers. Basically, Google's made it a little bit harder for folks that have not employed a Google TV and instead have went with open source HTML5, basically getting a certification that Google hands out for smart TV operators that install the YouTube app. But basically, these smart TV manufacturers criticizing Google for violating their right of choice and causing delays in their product rollout. So I don't know if this is a prelude to a lawsuit, but interesting that Google is playing a little bit hardball on some of its certifications. All right, another article around Uber Gizmo. And I don't hang out on Instagram, but apparently when people post a picture over there and it put on their no filter, people get incensed when they find out that the picture has actually had a filter applied to it. So there's a website that are actually basically looking at the archive of no filter fakers on Instagram and calling them out. I think this is just a little bizarre, but I guess that's part of the Instagram culture. So someone explain that to me, okay? A little tip by Lifehacker, don't return your rental car early to avoid fees. Oftentimes, if you return that rental car a day or two early, you may come from a week rate to... Oh, what's going on over here? How come that started? All right, we'll stop you. Had one of my players over there start to play. So anyway, yeah, don't return your rental car early. They could jack you up the rate. So, you know, be careful on that if you have to, because you can often go from a daily rate instead of from a weekly rate to a daily rate. All right, there's often been said that there's a lot of adult material on the web, and the folks over at BBC examined that a little deeper. One figure that cropped up again and again is 37% of the internet is made up of porn material. But what's really going on is a Scandinavian research firm has basically said 90% of all the data the human race has ever produced has been generated in the past 2 years. The explosion is due to the rise of web, smartphones, social media, and big data projects. So they're really saying that the amount of adult material out there is just at 4% versus that 37% number. So there's lots of very cool stats here that they have put together on stuff that's going on with the web. And so kind of a cool review of some of their survey data. And I'll have that link up in the show notes. But it's nice to know that at least from this one result here, 96% of the content that on the web is basically regular material, safe. I wouldn't say safe for kids, but non-adult, as non-adult as it can get. So let's hope that number is truly 4% versus 37%. If you've got a Windows phone, Windows Store now home to 100,000 apps. So Windows Store was basically last week on the cusp of hitting 100,000, but it's pushed over. So this is not only for Windows Phone, but this is also for Windows 8. So this is a healthy app shop, and Windows 8.1 on the horizon. This has got to be pretty good for an 8-month-old operating system to have 100,000 apps available. Well, Google Reader, it's gone. It's done. It's pow. Currently, I'm using Feedly because the Dig Reader client is being a little bit slow. But apparently, there's a guy out there that's put together a open source version called GoRead that basically this guy's programmed it up. And he's made it available open source. And I'm definitely going to be downloading this and installing it on one of my servers. I think this is fantastic. And this guy's going to continue to add features. But anytime I can run my own, that's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to getting over and checking that out. Again, it's called Go Read. It's on, let's see, where did he put it? He dropped it at, where did he put it? Well, I was reading earlier, but I know he put it, it's available for download. It's open source. Had to take a shot at H2O there. I'm dealing with just a almost a slight but annoying itchy throat. And it hasn't really went away over the last couple of days. I'm sure it's from flying. All right, meet Flip, a simple smart watch for young kids to call home. So this is kind of cool. You know, Small kids don't need a smartphone. They just need a way to communicate with mom and dad from time to time. So instead of, you know, really buying that complicated phone, why not have a phone and location service right on your child's wrist, right on their wrist. And it can track kids, receive texts, and be used for limited phone calls. And it's not super fancy at all, but you can send messages like dinner's ready, and track where your kids are at. And also, if you order it too, it can actually basically dial and turn on the speaker for you. But very, very cool. And I'm looking here. It's designed for kids under 12 and no pricing. But I would imagine the way it's designed to use is probably at a flat rate. But very, very cool. Let me actually show you this so that you guys can take a... I got it up for you. Duh. Very basic design. Nothing fancy. And my little one, youngest one, has been complaining. And oftentimes I have to go looking for him in the neighborhood. So it might be a way to keep a safer track on him when he's out and about with his buddies. You know, he's at that age. You know, kids have got to get out of the house. And we set guidelines on where they can and can't go. And you hope that they follow them. Kind of a nice way maybe to double check from time to time. I'm always looking for cool gadgets and a bottle opener. I tell you, for most guys that have the need of a bottle opener from time to time, we're always looking for cool stuff. But this new bottle opener is also a stopper combo and would work well for a wine bottle or for a beer bottle. So let me look, see what is the price. $42. It's a little bit pricey considering you can get a bottle opener for about $2 anywhere, and then a wine stopper for probably just about the same price. Nice design. I don't know if it's worth the $42 price tag or not, especially something that's probably going to end up in a drawer. All right, the BlackBerry Playbook will not be upgraded to BlackBerry 10. BlackBerry has announced it will not, in fact, be upgrading BlackBerry Playbook tablet to its latest mobile OS. This is bad news. They had basically said they were going to do that, but their justification was that they were unable to get the performance up to a satisfactory level, and the company now intends to focus on core products instead. I see BlackBerry just imploding over the next few years. Hey, being I'm going to LAX, LAX's new terminal is, I guess, about ready. And the Bradley terminal, which has not been updated since 1988, it was apparently starting to see its age, but I'm hoping to be able to slip in there. This looks pretty slick. If any of you have been through LA and took a look at this new terminal, I guess it's is pretty slick. So, of course, you know, LA, I think, has a total of 4 terminals. So I don't know which exact terminal this is either, but I know it's named the Bradley terminal, but maybe that's B terminal or something like that at LAX. All right, Samsung and Apple finally divorcing after years of court battle. Apple signed a deal with a new chip manufacturer, which could see its troubled relationship with Samsung finally brought to an end. Cupertino has reportedly inked an agreement with the Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company called TSMC, which will eventually see it take over full production of mobile processors for all iOS gizmos. Anyway, Apple may be finally wiping its hands of its relationship with Samsung. Outbox, a new startup that digitizes your postal mail, has raised $5 million in Series A fund. So that's kind of cool that they're going to digitize your mail. How does that work? You send your mail to them and then they open it and take pictures of it? I don't get it here. Or maybe you have to post it. I don't know if people want, if I want people opening my mail or not. But maybe it's just a tool that you use. Could be. Maybe you get your mail and you just use their software. But anyway, it's called Outbox. I'm definitely going to be checking this out more myself and getting the details on how this actually works. A couple of last articles for you tonight. Teen builds a flashlight powered by body warmth. A Google Science Fair finalist built a hand warmth powered flashlight. Prototype that needs no batteries. Kind of slick. You know, if a young teenager can do this, 15-year-old Anne Makasinski was able to do it, and she demos it in this YouTube video. I have a link up in the show notes for you to take a peek view. Don't dare run the YouTube video here on the show for fear of a copyright violation, but we'll have it up linked for you. Apple's going to release its Q3 financial results on July 23rd. So, we'll see what type of beating they take this time for having a profit. And finally, over at PC World, they reviewed a product called PDFill. Lets you tweak PDFs any which way. Always looking for ways to tweak PDFs and edit them. I don't know the full functionality of this because I only skimmed the article. But if you're looking for a PDF modifier, definitely check out PDFill. The review is up on PC World. Okay, for those of you also, for those of you who have been playing Ingress, invites are just about wide open right now. So go to ingress.com, click on the invite button, put in your Gmail account info, and I almost guarantee you'll get an invite very, very quickly. All right, let's see if we had any comments come in since the last show. Today is July 1st. The last recording I did was actually on Friday the, on Friday the 28th. I think I've got one email that's come in. And did I just... No, I didn't do that. Email came in from Paul. He said, hey, a couple of things I want to mention from your last podcast, which, by the way, I have to say, made me jealous and I was just listening. RE trust in products and businesses. Personally, I trust Samsung, AMD, Google, and other partly because of the length of time that I've been using them and partly because of a trustworthy image. Basically, if you recommend something, then it shows that you trust it. AKA RE device / free areas. The whole idea and concept behind the device free area idea that you talked about is brilliant. Be it the car kitchen, it would allow a whole family to have a far more quality time together and strengthen the idea in the kids that being without your phone isn't the end of the world. Keep up the good work, Paul. He said, oh, P.S. on the car black box issue. I now concede to your argument that it might not be a good thing. Hey, one thing I wanted to say too, and when we were at Google and did the drive, they had pickup trucks and Escapes, and I took an Escape and did the tour. And one of the teams took a some of the teams took an F-150. They totaled it. So they totaled one of the Ford vehicles on the drive event. I do not want to be the individual that was involved in the wreck of a Ford vehicle on a drive. I think that would have a tendency to probably cause you to probably not get maybe invited back another year. But I'm sure it happens from time to time. But man, you got to feel. You got to feel bad from for the folks over there. But boy, oh boy, it was kind of crazy. All right, I'm going to wrap this thing up. Just one email. And of course, I did put the show out on Friday versus Thursday. Actually, Friday morning. I put out Friday mid-morning instead of Friday early morning. So I'm sure we'll have some more comments come in. Again, the video will be up. Just check out the video, first few minutes of it from the previous show. I think you'll enjoy it. Hey, we want to thank all of you for being here. Thank you so much for supporting GoDaddy. Don't forget about the 32% off on a new product order by using promo code GO32OFF1. Geek249 for the $2.49.com, and get a new .com with a private registration by using promo code FREE2 for just $4. So we want to thank all of you for being here. We want to thank all of you for staying subscribed. Thank you for being part of the HANA. Off to Los Angeles and Google to pick up Google Glass. So for those of you, the insiders, you'll be hearing from me next. We want to thank all of you. Support the show. We could use the extra support this month with having the decline and having only one sponsor this month. I really would definitely appreciate it on my part. But everyone take care. We want to thank you so much. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. And aloha.